And we are back. Hi, everybody. It is the Pat Miller Program here on this Tuesday afternoon as we continue to mow through everything again. If you want to help with the benefit auction there for Woodburn Christian Children's Home, WCCHonline.org, something else very important. And we talk to her every time something happens with a new baby box. She is the founder and she heads up the Safe Haven Baby Boxes. It's Monica Kelsey. Monica, good afternoon to you.
Hey, how are you guys, Pat?
I'm good. Now, you right now are in Arkansas, where I understand that you just had the blessing there for baby box number 84?
Is that just not the craziest thing?
That is amazing.
We actually did three blessings in the last 3 days here in Arkansas, and I got to tell you, it is a lot warmer down here than it is in Indiana right now, so I might stay a few extra days.
No, you get yourself back here. Now, my understanding is you're at the airport at Little Rock?
Yep, Little Rock, and then we fly back in. My flight leaves at like 5 a.m. in the morning, so this is going to be an early morning for the Kelseys.
Ah,
fly
there
back
you go.
To Indiana.
Well, I lived for a very short period of time in Mountain Home, Arkansas, and did a lot of advertising, sales, and everything. So I've traveled all over that crazy state, and there is some beautiful stuff down there. One of the beautiful things that's down there is baby box number 84 and the two that precede it. But there's going to be something that happens tomorrow, and you are flying in tomorrow, and you're going to be wiped out. But at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening, you're going to be out there at New Haven Fire Station that's there on Hartzell Road because there's not a baby box, but something else that's going to be blessed. Let's talk about it.
So, you know, we started the Atea Kaser Memorial Scholarship, and you may remember this accident that happened in Leo back in 2018 where 14-year-old Atea Kaser was killed in a car accident. And she loved Safe Haven Baby Boxes. Her mom was a huge supporter and volunteer of Safe Haven Baby Boxes. So we decided to make the Atea Kaser Memorial Scholarship with Safe Haven Baby Boxes. And so we give money away from for scholarship applicants who do a project on the Safe Haven law. And so it's kind of, they kind of do our job for us. And this year we actually gave $4,000 away to a student at Moody Bible College in Chicago.
Wow.
Well, one of the things that the scholarship program also does is they raise money, and this is, you know, this is the scholarship committee raising funds for these benches. And these benches are made right out there at the Amish place off of Doty Road.
Okay.
The polypropylene plastic benches.
Right.
And it says Safe Haven Baby Boxes, and it says the Atea Kaser Memorial Scholarship. But in New Haven tomorrow, this is the cool part about this, Pat, is you know they've had two babies in their box.
Yes.
At New Haven Fire Station.
Right.
They had their first baby came February 19th of 2020, and then a few months later, July 3rd, their second baby came in their box. And so we have engraved those dates on this box that's now going to be part of New Haven Fire Department. I just think that is just so awesome.
So the dates themselves are actually there on the bench?
Yeah. And, you know, it's so awesome, too, because one of the baby's parents brought the baby that was surrendered in June of 2020 back to the firehouse to meet the fire guys. And so, you know, it's one of those stories that just kind of warms your heart knowing that, you know, that this baby's life was saved because of New Haven Fire Department saying yes to a baby box. And this little guy's now forever date will be on a bench sitting outside New Haven Fire Department.
And you know what? You know, we always think of firemen as, you know, the burly firemen, the good-looking men, the broad shoulders. They can, you know, charge a fire building in a single bound and all that. But then you get something like this, and when they saw that baby come back and they saw the baby there visiting the box where it was rescued outside their firehouse, I imagine that probably melted a couple of those guys.
Yeah, you know how you see the calendars with these big, burly, hot guys?
Yeah, they've asked me to be on one, and I just don't have time for the photo shoots. I really don't.
Well, you know, for all your listeners, that's really not what they look like at fire stations. Sorry, guys, but, you know, I'm just kidding. But, you know, you're right. You know, and when these guys get to see one of the lives that was saved at their station,
yep,
it's just a thing that is just so amazing to see when they get to see a life that they've saved. it's just a good thing. And tomorrow we're going to be at New Haven Fire Department at 7 o'clock donating this bench. And it is, wait till you see the bench. It's not just a cheap old wooden bench. I mean, these benches are like $700.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the picture of it right now, and you can clearly see Safe Haven Baby Boxes emblazoned on the front of it. And that's really amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And then their bench will have the two dates. We're also donating some more benches to other locations that have had babies, and their dates of their babies will also be engraved on their boxes or on their benches.
Well, here's one thing that I need to note to everybody about you. The first time I had you here, we didn't have the first baby box out yet, and you were beyond excited. You're one of those people, I said, you looked like you were ready to charge hell with a squirt gun, and you were just, you were ready to go and all this. And now I'm talking to you by phone because you can't be here yet because you're coming back from Arkansas, where now we're in the 80s for the number of boxes. You've been over talking about baby boxes in Japan, right?
I've been to Japan. I've been to South Africa. We just got an email from somebody in that's Dutch. That is wanting to connect with us from their government. So I don't know. Maybe I'll be. I don't even know where Dutch community. I mean, is that a country?
Netherlands. Look for the Netherlands. Okay.
I don't even know.
Yeah. Think of France and go slightly northeast. Okay. But don't go to France. Okay.
I need to look at geography.
Yep, there you go. So this all happens, folks, tomorrow evening at 7. And I don't think there'll be thousands of people there, but there could be a few dozen of us there. I'm sure it's going to be very meaningful. Her mother will be there, Atea's mom, to say a few words. And also the mayor of New Haven and Mayor Kelsey, your husband, mayor of Woodburn, will be there. And so it's going to be a very nice memorial. Atea was a strikingly beautiful little girl, and at 14 years of age, she lost her life in a car accident. And the one thing that her family and her friends remembered about her was she was a girl that had incredible passion for Safe Haven Baby Boxes. And so her advocacy now is living on through, you know, Safe Haven laws, education, and things like that. And it's going to live on at this bench. And I just think that's remarkable. And you know, I want... You know, it's been, what, 4 years since she passed, 2, 3, 4 years since she passed, and some of her classmates now are getting ready to graduate and go out in the real world. They need to be reminded of a girl among them that had tremendous passion for something that was never going to make money for her in her life, but just tremendous passion making sure that more kids had a shot for life like she had, and I just think it's tremendous.
But, you know, I can't wait for the day that one of our babies goes off to college, Pat,
oh,
and is awarded the Atea Kaiser Memorial Scholarship for advocating for the Safe Haven Law. Wouldn't that just be fun?
That would be absolutely nuts. And then, you know, when you have one of your fundraisers, to have some beautiful 18-year-old young lady or young man step forward and say, by the way, I was rescue number 17, number 23, number 42, I'm here today because of, I mean, you know, hand out the handkerchiefs because I'll be a mess. So
yes, we'll all be a mess.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm going to do everything I can. I don't know that I've got another appointment beforehand tomorrow. I'm going to do everything I can to be there. I don't know that I'll be there right at 7, but I'm going to try to get there before 7:30 because I need you to know that for me, supporting Safe Haven Baby Boxes is not just something to say to take up 10 minutes of a program every once in a while. I so believe in you, and I so believe in the work that you're doing. When we had that little sweetheart in here a couple of months ago from over around Gary, right?
Hammond, yeah.
And she was here. And then the next day at the fundraiser, and the motorcycles are all coming in, and everybody that came in, all these guys getting off these great big burly motorcycles there at the bowling alley at the fundraiser, they wanted to see her, you know. Nobody was breaking their neck to see you or me, just so you know.
Okay.
Well, listen, safe flights back to you from Little Rock. If you see a silver-haired gentleman walking around through the airport, and he goes, I want you to listen to me. I never had... Don't talk to him. Just leave Arkansas.
No.
Just get out.
No, I'll drive back.
Well, listen, we look forward to it at 7 o'clock tomorrow, folks, and this is at the firehouse that's there at 910 Hartzell Road, right there in New Haven. It's tomorrow at 7 p.m. to honor the life of a young lady that loved Safe Haven baby boxes, and she loved preserving life and taking care of the unborn, Atea Kaiser. She'll be there in spirit. Her mom will be there. Other speakers will be there. Two mayors will be there. And why don't you and I plan to be there, too? Hey, for today, Monica, listen, thank you so very, very much. I appreciate you. You know that.
Thanks, Pat, for all you do for all of us.
Podcasts by Federated Media.